A huge ice shelf along the coast of Antarctica is breaking apart. It's the biggest collapse there in several years. Already, a section the size of a large American city has broken up, and scientists fear a lot more of the ice shelf will crumble over the next few weeks. The cause, they suspect, is warmer air over part of the continent. NPR's Christopher Joyce has more on the fate of the Wilkins Ice Shelf.
The shelf floats on the ocean along the southwestern peninsula of Antarctica. It's big. It would cover the state of Connecticut. Last month, ice scientist Ted Skambos caught the first sign of the collapse on satellite photos. An iceberg 25 miles long suddenly broke off.
For some reason, right behind the back end of this iceberg, as it was leaving the ice front and sort of drifting out into the ocean, there was this collapse process that started where hundreds of icebergs just start toppling into the ocean.
The ice shelf wasn't just subdividing. That's common. It was, and still is, crumbling and flipping bottom up. Skambos could tell because of the ice's sky blue color.
The deep ice that usually you don't see, it's buried down deep on the ice shelf, floats to the surface. It's flipped over and it flows to the surface, and so you see this blue mush like a gigantic blue slurpee or something spreading out over the ocean.
Skambos, who works at the National Snow and Ice Data Center at the University of Colorado, says air temperatures in this part of the Antarctic have increased several degrees over the past 50 years. Warmer air and water also appear to have melted smaller flows of sea ice that protect the big shelf from waves. Several Antarctic shelves have broken up over the past 30 years. This collapse won't directly raise sea level because the shelf is already in the ocean. But Skambos says ice shelves often hold back glaciers on land, like a stopper in a bottle. Remove the stopper and the glacier's slow slide off the land can accelerate. If a glacier slides into the ocean, that will raise sea levels. Christopher Joyce, NPR News.